Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Spread out wide, grab your partner, go hog wild.
Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground. Eating saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound. Big balls in Cowtown.
Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Yep, that sounds good.
You're cutting a rug to that.
I mean, you know, yesterday's show, The Great Outdoors, was so good. When we had Aaron Summerall on with Pig Brig, Justin Dribble by Biz with TWA, and we talked the drought. We talked what we need to be doing about the drought, how we need to be getting rid of pigs if you're raising deer. And
you know, that's the way a show should be. That's what this show is all about. You know, bringing the info back to the landowner, to the people. You know, these are, and we learn something new every time we bring in a guy like that.
Oh, yeah,
you know, we think we know so much about the hogs or the deer, and we really don't. Those guys.
Yeah, when Aaron started, we probably shouldn't get to graphic, but Aaron started showing us some videos of boars that had got into a trap together, and these things are vicious.
It's crazy.
Oh, man, they are vicious. That's all we'll say. Maybe he'll post some pictures one time on pigbrig.com or something.
If you get stuck, here's all I can say is, guard your crotch.
that's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't. And these things, they were cutting each other. Pigs have a pad on their shoulders, and these things, and it's half inch to an inch thick, that callus. And these things were cutting each other. I mean, cutting each other bad.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, Mother Nature just ain't nice. That's all.
Well, you
I
know
say.
What it showed me is that those aggressive boars are out there our fields right now. You could run into them, and people have been. So it kind of woke me up to my, you know, a guy my size gets out there, and you hear that snorting, or woke up in the morning, and there's hogs all around us. It's scarier than I thought.
There was a lady that was killed by feral pigs. Yeah. Down on the coast, east of Houston out there.
Yeah, just about a year
Beaumont,
ago.
Beaumont, in the Beaumont area, I think. And she was killed by feral pigs.
A pig that hadn't been bothering her in her yard, but big enough. And we didn't see what happened, but we saw the result.
Yep, killed her. And so, yeah, feral pigs are a problem, and somebody could make some money. With the pig brig here in Austin or San Antonio or, different areas. That was on the news earlier this week that they had a pig in one of the neighborhoods here in Austin, and they tried to get hold of the city of Austin to take care of it. And, well, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We can't go out there and shoot them. There's too many houses.
Well, you know, that came up in Cedar Park with coyotes.
And
is no mechanism. You can't shoot them. You can't trap them. You could get the dogs. They didn't have a solution, you know. So this for hogs, this is a good solution for in the city or municipalities or communities. But to me, the thought of a community coming together to buy one is a great idea.
Oh yeah, I mean, you get two or three guys together, or a neighborhood together.
Yeah.
And come up with the money, buy you a pig brig, two or three guys, keep moving around different places. They can control a bunch of pigs, one trap.
And I don't know if it was on the air or not, but he did tell us Some of their biggest inquiries lately are from golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably one of the biggest owners.
I don't know if that was on air or not, but yeah.
It might not have been, but that was kind of eye-opening that they're, it's coming into the urban environment.
Well, with the drought in Texas, it's dry everywhere around but Austin. And why? Because, we want to keep our manicured lawns nice, and then we want to keep the golf courses nice and green, and what's that do? It says it brings the grubs and the worms and everything, and what do pigs really love? Grubs, worms, and the soft roots of St. Augustine grass, Bermuda grass, and all that kind of stuff. And what are they going to do? They're going to go to root it up and eat it.
Yeah.
And...
It's a good education sitting here in the chair once in a while.
You know, the landowner runs out there and, Bob, you better go out there and run them pigs off, Mama says. So Bob runs out there, get out of here, Hog. And the Hog looks up at it and goes, snaps them teeth two or three times and squeals. Oh, hell with this, and runs back in the house. He must learn something. Hogs are smart. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think they ain't. Hogs are smart. That pig learned something. Oh, I just got to look out there and snap my teeth at him a couple times and grunt at him, and he's going to run back in the house. Yeah.
So when he snaps his teeth, you cock that shotgun?
In the city of Austin?
Yes.
Are you going to go to jail if you shoot in the city of Austin?
Yeah. Self-defense. It's either me or the pig.
If you're on the golf course, you got your pitching wedge, I guess.
I mean, me or the pig.
What's it? Weapon of choice, putter or wedge? I don't know.
I don't know.
No, you want to go wood. You want to go big.
Yeah, get a little distance. Get a little extra 6 inches there.
I know nothing about golf, but I can kill pigs. But, yeah, I mean, it's something. It's, I don't know. It's... definitely a good show. Yesterday's show was definitely a good show. Go check it out on podcast. We're in a drought. We got too many pigs, and we got to control both of them. You know, and we discussed a bunch of different situations, a bunch of different ways of controlling what we got to control. And the pig brig trap is one of the best I've ever seen
it's
on feral pigs.
What we have learned is there are no real solutions.
No.
There are little things we can do, and this might be one of the bigger things.
Yep. And if y'all save a little money, if you see that pig brig trap and decide, I want to buy one of those, TGOKM, the Great Outdoors, Ken Milam, TGOKM, it'll save you a little money. If you want to buy one, so use it. Use that code. And let them. Oh, I think they're doing that just to find out if we can sell traps for them.
Yeah.
I think that's what it amounts to. So if y'all want a pig brig trap, use TGOKM. Save a few dollars and get your trap, because I think that somebody could make some money in city or in the area with a pig brig trap.
It's one of those things that once it starts costing you money, you're going to see that's a pretty good deal.
I guarantee you. Once these golf courses, once it goes in there and they do several thousand dollars worth of damage overnight, or several tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage, all of a sudden that pig brig trap is cheap.
Yeah.
Real cheap.
It becomes a good idea.
You know, or call Bob. Hey, Bob's got a pig brig. He's got a trap. He'll come out there and trap him. We don't have to get a trap. He can do it all right there. And if you're sitting, how do I get out the trap? And I can't shoot him. Then you go to another video, and it shows you how to load them. And we talk about that, too. On a trailer, then you can go sell those pigs. Mm-hmm. You can make some money on selling pigs, feral pigs, to the local buyers. And we've had some of them, too. I think there's a buyer over in Smithfield or Bastrop. So check that out.
You know, I like feral pig. I like
eating. It's good eating.
I don't like all of it, but I can tell you lately I've been trying it because Chris has been getting some my way, a couple of hams. And I like the gaminess of it. It's not over to me. To me, it's got more taste and a little bit more nuttiness
it
to
does.
It. A little more iron, just like, you know, when you eat venison, it's a different kind of meat. It's a different kind of steak. Yep. I like that. So.
You know, that's why they want the feral pigs. They want them feral. They want you to trap it, get it on trailer, take it, have it, haul it someplace, and then they sell it to East Coast, to the restaurants in the East Coast and Europe. Hey, family, we appreciate you being in here. We thank you, Callahan's General Store, for being the sponsor. We're going to talk to Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters next. So, yeah, we got a great show. See y'all in a little bit.
You never loved and lost a real special lady. She was a sweet loving mama. She treated me right. I stepped out on her one too many times. Now I'm drinking my baby off of my
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Got out of town on a boat from the Southern Islands.
Hey, family, we found Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters, Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters in Port A. And, did they catch any fish yesterday, or did they even get to go?
It was the gaff top again.
Wind
too
blew.
Rough to go offshore.
Yep. Going to be that
too rough to go offshore. And today is, it's not much better.
Nope, it's not.
We're going to go check it out.
Then we got a front coming in tonight, and it's going to blow out of the other direction tomorrow.
Yeah, well, anything would be a relief. I'm going to tell you what, you even try to go for a walk, you know. Well, when you're walking one direction, it's okay.
Yep.
And then when you make the corner, you can't even, you got to hold your hat in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bend over to walk. It's just windy all the time here for weeks. And what I'm seeing is another 2 weeks at least.
Oh, yeah.
And like you say, it's going to switch around to the north. It's not going to stay north here very long.
No, it won't. Not this
north
time
and
year.
Then east. And then we'll be southeast again.
Yep.
But still blowing hard. We need to get into a different pattern. When we're in a dry weather pattern here, the wind's going to blow. It's like the dang desert, you know? But,
weird.
Didn't get offshore yesterday. Had to cancel a tuna trip and an 8-hour trip, you know, and it's just seven to nine foot seas. You can't go.
No, that ain't fun. That ain't fun at all.
That's the first and foremost thing that I try to tell these people. If I send you, you are not going to have fun.
Yeah.
If you just want to throw your money to me and say, we don't care, you know, that's fine. But you're not going to have fun.
What?
I had a lady come in one time. Uh-huh. I sent some people on a 5-hour trip a couple of summers ago. And I gave everybody the speech at the counter, and then I gave them the speech outside. It was an August afternoon, and it was windy. You know, it was nice in the morning, but windy in the afternoon. You know how it get.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was from Norway. Big old boy, 6'5" or so, you know, had these four little blonde-headed kids and his blonde-headed wife, you know. And he said, we're from Norway. We could, you know, anyway, okay, get on the boat. So I sent a whole bunch of people. They came back, and here comes that man in the store to the counter, and I thought, oh, he's going to come tell me it was too rough, you know, and I'm going to tell him, yeah, that's what I told you. The wife comes up next to him, and she says, tell him. He looks at me, he's got his head down, he says, you were right.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have gone. And she reached up and slapped him on the side of the head, just like we were at the Oscars. I'm telling you.
That's a good one.
It was classic. And he just turned around and walked out and didn't say another word. Oh, boy. Anyway, when I tell you it's too rough to go, believe me, people, it's too rough to go.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't want to take your money, if I want to give your money back, that should tell you something.
Yeah.
And it's the truth.
Right now, it's rough. It's windy. We're going to stick our nose out this morning and see what happens. But I don't know. I'm expecting to see all these same people again here in about an hour.
Yeah, they'll get out there about just past the jetties. And it's rolling big time out there. Now, is it out of the north down there yet? Probably not.
No, I didn't think so. Uh-huh. No, we're pretty much dead south. Well, east, southeast.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming. It's pretty much coming right straight at the beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's even worse.
It's gonna be rough on the jetties. Right outside the jetties. Yeah, it's gonna be rough. Yeah.
I guarantee you I could drive to the jetties right now, and that water's just coming right over the top of them.
Yep. It ain't fun.
It will not be good.
It ain't fun.
But, you know, nothing we can do about it. I've tried all kinds of things to control the weather, and when I come up with it, I'm gonna let you in on it, and we're going to be rich, rich, rich.
That'll work. I guarantee
you. Just haven't figured it out yet.
No, me either.
Gaff Top Slam again yesterday. I went and talked to the boys over in the marina. We've talked about that before. Woody Sports Center closed.
Yep.
And forever, you know. So no more Woody Sports Center. It's going to be townhomes or condos or something there. And so all the bay guys are keeping their boats in the marina over here next to the shrimp boat, next to the Peggy Ann. We watched the Peggy Ann's got two boats, a bigger Gulf boat and a smaller bay boat. Well, Mom and I watched a smaller bay boat go out the jetties the other day. I don't know what day that was. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They got out around the other side of the north jetty. And, you know, I could see some of their rigging moving and everything. And then I could see the boat. Then I could see the top of the rigging. I could see the boat and I could see the top of the rigging. Yeah. Directly about 15 minutes later, here they come back heading towards the boat slip. You know, so even they couldn't make it the other day. But I talked to some of the boys yesterday, and it makes it a lot harder on them when it's as windy as it was yesterday. But they caught some redfish. There's been some trout, like I told you, some big ones.
Mm-hmm.
But when this water's an ugly color, right? When this water's this color and this rough, they're not finding many, and they're not finding many black drum right now. But the redfish are thick. So they're catching a lot of redfish. And high, you know, with this southeast wind coming from the Gulf, we got high tides.
Yeah.
So that water in the bay is getting up into some of that grass. And boy, that's where they are. They're getting up there in that grass to feed on the crustaceans and stuff that are up in there.
Yeah. And, you know, that's something that, that's why we need the rain, because it's going to start, those bays are going to start getting salty, because what you need fresh water to freshen those bays up. So these baby shrimp and baby crab or shrimp and crab can come in there and spawn. And then all of a sudden, if it's too salty, they don't do it. And if they don't have the bait fish or the small baby crustaceans for your trout and your redfish, you don't have trout and redfish in the bays, and then all of a sudden they don't.
Water,
yeah,
is life. Water is the beginning of life. Starts everything.
Yep.
And these things don't have. It's from the bottom to the top. If it gets too salty, you know, your little bitty, your plankton, everything eats something else. When it gets too salty, that food supply isn't there.
Yep.
And soon, very soon, well, next month, because May 15th, we shut off shrimping season because of all those little tiny shrimp, all those little baby shrimp. And, you know, Parks and Wildlife, it correctly, doesn't want those shrimp being caught. They want to let them get to a size where they can be useful, you know, where you can eat them or use them for bait. when you get them little bitty ones, and they'll start testing some little small trawls the first week of July, second week of July, to make sure those shrimp have grown enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually we open up on July 15th. I have seen it open a little early, but I've seen it not open till August 1st also, you know, because they're waiting for it. Just depends on water temperature and everything. But yeah, the rivers are low. Nueces River is low. Medina River is low. All these rivers that come into these bays down here, Mission River and everything along fairly close to us, it's just really, really low. Not enough flow, and these high tides that come from the Gulf, that just brings more salt up in there.
Yep.
I don't know what we're going to do if it doesn't rain. We're going to be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, we'll just start. We'll be hearing about the red tides and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fish
really
kills.
Gets hot.
Yeah. So.
But
we need the rain.
The wind will stop blowing.
Yep.
Like my grandpa used to say, we're one day closer to a good rain.
Yep.
Every day we're a day closer. It may not happen for 2 years, but eventually it's going to happen. And the wind is going to stop blowing. Well, now we're anxious because we had started to catch some kingfish, you know. And we need that wind to stop blowing so we can get out there and get some fish.
Well, yeah. I mean, it will. It always has. Then you'll get out there and, man. These fish are just jumping in the boat. Yeah, it's because nobody's been messing with them for a while.
It'll happen. Believe me, it'll happen.
Does.
It'll be so good. Yeah. And snapper season starts in 6 weeks.
Oh, snapper season. I'm going to have Dr. Greg Stuns on the first Saturday in May.
Yep. Good. That'll give us a chance. Hopefully he knows something by then.
Yep.
And hopefully what he knows, he will divulge to us.
Yep.
Yeah.
And not keep it a secret. Sometimes he likes to keep that stuff.
He's playing the music over you. Tell him how to find you.
Already?
Yep.
Boy, these days and weeks and shows go by fast.
We're
in Port Aransas, folks. Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. I tell you, every week, you can't miss us, because when you come off the ferry, you're going to see that big red pirate ship. Give me a call before you come. We'll set you up with something. 361-749-5597.
Appreciate it, brother.
Talk to you next week.
Be good. Bye.
I gotta go hit the little boy's room.
Every little thing gonna be all right. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitch by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hey, family, we found Billy Koshin, and it's blowing down there.
It's a little windy.
Tell me something.
A little windy, I would say. We've been cranking probably around 10, 15s, which is good fishing, really.
You sent
me
something.
You want that kind of wind to get across that flat.
Yeah. You sent me something on, they've been catching shark and just cutting the fins off and then throwing the shark back in the water down there.
Yeah, that's some pretty sickening stuff. They got this restaurant in San Antonio. They popped them. They got, I think it's 386 fins they got. So that's 386 sharks they got.
Good gosh. They were just
there. I mean, does people not understand the bay system? We have to have them sharks. I mean, I know that people do it for sports and stuff like that, and they release them.
Yeah, that's not sport.
I mean, but just to cut their fin off and let them, throw them back in the water and let them suffer. That's horrible.
Horrible. Wow.
There was a photo in this morning's that we saw, and it's been hitting the news. I noticed that they have not mentioned the restaurant name, which is probably a good thing because we would mention it here.
We won't.
Probably. But come on, man. Come on.
You don't want
to
do that.
And that's real important to get out to people. You know, people see things, and it's really hard. You know, there's so many game wardens down here, and there's really not enough game wardens, and I think everybody's noticing that, but our eyes are to help them, and it's so easy nowadays because everybody has a phone. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is take a picture of the number on their boat. That's all they need.
Yeah,
and they can find them.
Oh, and they do act. Trust me. I mean, I've had that issue come up with other things, and they go investigate it. You know, Parks and Wildlife, they're serious about their job.
And it has to be because man, that's just so wrong in every way. That is just so wrong in every way. And, you know, they overfish the population. And I know that they think that the fishing guides do a lot of it, but actually we don't because we like making a little bit of money. It's not a lot of money, but we like making a little bit of money. So we don't want to deplete our fishing industry.
Yeah. And just ethically, you know, I don't know. I like to think that most of the Texas guides are beyond that kind of thinking and harvest. You know, how much money is that? I guess it's a lot, but we all know who's doing that stuff.
Yeah, I remember we had Dr. Greg Stuns on back a few years back, and we were talking about. In Mexico. Mexico was coming in stretching nets, and that's what they were doing. Yeah. They were catching the sharks, just cutting their fins off, and then just dumping the shark back into the Gulf of Mexico, and they finally caught them, but they didn't.
Well, you got to remember, just a mill, a shark fin mill, is probably $800 for just a bowl of soup, with a shark fin in it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So, I mean, that's a lot of money, but there's a right way of doing things and a wrong way of doing things. Yep. If you plan on doing that, then you need to open up a bay and grow them and use it just for food options only.
Yep.
But don't come to our bays and deplete it out of our bays because we have to have them there. Yep. God put them there for a reason. It's our cleaning machine. If we don't have sharks in our water to clean up the dirty that's out there, can you imagine?
You know, I always thought the sharks are the buzzards of the sea.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they are.
Pretty much. They will eat pretty much anything.
Anything. And that's why they're there. I mean, it's something that we have to have. Our dead fish float up on the beach, and guess what? It stinks then. Oh, why is the beach stinking? That's because somebody killed all the sharks. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
they always say, well, if you kill one or two, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. No, it is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal because you're depleting the ocean of something that we need there.
Yep.
Well, the problem is that there's a customer or there's somebody who seeks that out and pays that kind of money for something like that. And I think that's what we have to address.
Billy,
you are correct right there.
I know you're always talking about when we have a bad cold spell in the wintertime, how you go out and help save the turtles, sea turtles.
Oh, yes.
We had a guy on here yesterday from Pig Brig. He's a, they sell a pig trap, feral pig trap. And I thought of you. Yes. I'm sitting there, Billy needs to get one of these. But anyway, we'll quit there. But he got to talking about these pigs are hurting the sea turtle population. And I'm sitting there, how do they do that? Oh, they go to the beach. They have learned to go to the beach when the sea turtles come in and lay their eggs, and they eat their eggs.
When they're spawning, yes.
And they eat the eggs. Then also, once they have hatched, if the ones that they didn't find, once they've hatched, they go out there and eat the babies.
Yep.
That's true. That's very true. Well, they just actually had it on our news. I'm glad you brought that up. They actually had that on our news last Thursday. They have a real bad pig population in Corpus Christi, Texas, in the suburbs of Corpus. But you can't shoot them.
No.
Because you're in the suburb. Now, it'd be different if they were in the county, because I live in the county, so I could shoot them.
Yes.
But they're in... And so some people there have been feeding them.
Oh, no.
So now they don't realize once you feed one, that one is fixing to have 50.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be overpopulated. So now they're trying to get catchers to come in and put traps up and catch them in Corpus.
Pig
and
brig.
I'm like,
Pig Brig.
Pig Brig.
Yeah. Well, they're looking for people to come down to Corpus. The city of Corpus Christi is. So maybe you give him his number and he can call the city, because they're trying to get some pig trappers to get over there and trap them and get them out. Because, like I said, there's not enough game wardens to do all of this.
Tell them.
So it's just like, people, you can't feed these animals. Just like we got a bunch of deer in the county.
Yeah.
Every person out here has deer feeders in their yard, in the front yard or backyard. And I'm like, people, You shouldn't do this, because what you're going to do is you're going to cause a problem. People are going to start shooting these things.
Yep.
And you might be in the line of fire. Or, you know, deer do carry bacteria.
They carry
a lot of fleas and ticks. And that's just something you don't want your kids playing around.
Lyme disease.
It's a wild animal. So.
Well, you want them to fend for themselves.
Yes, there you go. Lyme disease. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're upsetting the whole balance by
feeding.
That's
why when you clean deer, you put on them long gloves and do it that way.
Yep. I don't know.
It's crazy. But fishing's been great, guys. The redfish and drum are just stupid right now. I mean, they're just stupid.
We had a guy told us yesterday that he'd been catching them on topwater. Throwing topwater lures. And
I mean, it's been one day we have water and the next day it blows 50 miles an hour and blows it all back out. So them fish are up in the flats really good right now and they're not moving out. And then the tide will come back the next day. So they're just like, well, heck, why should I leave the flats? I mean, it's coming back. So you get in the flats, shoot, you're limited out in like 2 hours.
Good gosh. So it's really good. So this would be, they need to be getting hold of you and getting hold and going out and then catch them,
catch
trout and redfish.
I've been on some trout, but not a lot of trout.
Okay.
Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've been on some good drum. I mean, drum and reds, and I've been catching drum on topwater.
Really?
Everybody says, you can't get drum on top. Yes, you can. And another thing they're eating a lot of, if anybody wants to come down, is you get gulp white shrimp, and you'll just myrtleize them.
I love that bait. I shouldn't admit it, but I love that bait.
So I don't use that, but I'm just letting y'all know. I'm throwing y'all out some information, some knowledge.
It's almost artificial.
Now, you can use gulp. That's not live bait.
Yeah, it's not live. It's artificial, right?
Yeah, that's artificial.
Yeah.
Tell them how to find you, ma'am.
You can get me at sportfishingtexas.com or 361-688-8859. God bless. Talk to y'all soon.
Thank you, Billy. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We need to get a picture of Billy using gulp.
Yeah, you don't want to spread that one around.
Yeah. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank y'all. And we're going to be talking to Don Gordon next. Y'all be good, family. Bye. Come over you.
on someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, miles and miles of Texas.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman, yeah, here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylum.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word there? Louisiana.
Well, the good word is we found Don Gordon, and he's, I bet you, Don, are you on Buchanan right now fishing?
I am not.
You are not. It's windy.
I'm not fishing TTV on Buck.
Oh, no. Not in this wind anyway. That's for dang sure.
Right. They allowed trailer in, so, as you know, as we always say, it's all about safety.
Yeah.
And there are places you can put in with the kind of wind that we got going, and you'll be okay. There's a few launches in Tao that'll be out of the wind.
Yeah. One of them's at our place. At Alexander's.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't advertise where I want. Yep.
But you know,
Scott's Landing.
Yep, Scott's. Well, that's fine. Scott's Landing. Yeah, there they got a good deal too. But you know, it's going to be rough out there, even in this wind. We've had wind, and dry wind. I mean, dry. It just dries everything out in just a day or two.
Yeah. Yeah, and the little bit of rain that we haven't gotten hadn't helped either.
This evening,
we need some rain bad.
This evening, we're supposed to get it this evening, and then tomorrow and Monday morning, we're supposed to get rain tonight and tomorrow. So let's hope we do.
Yeah, we're supposed to. Every time we've been supposed to, it hadn't materialized in my neck of the woods. But
no, it hasn't. I don't know. Yeah, we'll find out.
Maybe I need to go pay the preacher. I don't know.
Somebody needs to pay the preacher more.
Absolutely. I probably need to hire somebody.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way I look at it. But you know.
Anyway, TTZ on Tuesday night, J.J. Larson, they are on a roll. Jason and J.J., that's father and son.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they came in Tuesday with 17.55 pounds, but nobody has busted the big bass.
Really?
And so the big bass, that's a bass over 7 pounds.
Yeah.
And the big bass pot is at 410 starting next week.
Wow.
And so then everybody that signs up, it's going to be over $500 next
Easy.
Week for a big bass.
Yeah. Easy.
So, somebody can make them a real good payday. It's been rolling since we started. Nobody's gotten a pass over 7 pounds since we started running these.
Wow. Well.
But the Tuesday Nighters, for those of you that don't know, it's at Mansfield Dam. Come out there early. Get there by 6 o'clock because takeoff's at 6:30, It's a numbered takeoff, and we go 6:30 to 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, your boat number, it's a chip you draw. Your boat number has to be on the table by 10 o'clock, not a minute later. And a lot of people will come dragging up there, and I say, hey, you got 15 seconds. You better pick them up and put them down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to get in there and be part of this, you better get rolling a little faster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it seems like the longer it goes into summer, the lazier people get.
Yeah.
I guess the heat or something. But anyway, we've been having a good time, good turnouts. We had, I believe it was 14 teams on Tuesday. We're wanting to keep it up, you know, about 25 is what we usually run. But mm-hmm. people have been a little leery with the weather we've been having, and it was windy on Tuesday.
Oh, also. Yes, all night long, too.
They've been running some water, Ken. I drive across Longhorn pretty often,
mm-hmm.
and they've been running a bit of water. And so Travis, I think, is now 23 feet low. Are they pulling down Buchanan too?
They're bringing us down too. It's that time of year. It's supposed, I guess they have to plant rice. So they're flooding the rice fields down there. So, well, let me change this. They have an excuse because they have to flood the rice fields to send water down
to
generate electricity. Yes, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
I got you. Well, the good news is, since the scenes of Lake Austin put all those grass carp, there's a good chance those grass carp are going with the water into the rice fields. So.
Yeah, that'll work. What happened to the rice we just put out but, there? All them grass carp ate it.
Yeah, they will, too.
Our next blue line is on OH Ivy. Mid-May, and we're going to do a two-day out there, and I'm really excited about going there.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be something new for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, in all this time, I've never fished Ivy, ever. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm. Ivy is a hot lake right now. I mean, they're there.
Oh, no kidding.
Man, what, number 7 fish out of in the state of Texas? 7th big fish come out.
The
month ago,
Legacy Sharon Lunker.
17.6.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is
a. Oh, I tell you, that fish was a tank.
You know,
you saw the pictures of it, didn't you?
Yep. You know, they're doing another lake the same way they did OH Ivy. Horse apples.
I can't remember the name either.
I know it's.
Is it Spence you're thinking of, or who are you thinking?
No. This is another one up by Fort Worth. It's
okay.
Barak or something?
Huh?
What is
Barak something?
It's not Barak. It's the tree that has all of the big thorns on the trunk of it. And I can't think. It's
Bodark.
Got the
Bodark.
Bodark.
Bodark. Bodark. Yeah. Yeah.
Bodark.
The boys D-Ark?
Yeah. Yeah. Bodark.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are doing another lake like that up there. And it'll probably be 7 or 8, 10 years before it really comes on. But we're going to have another lake like OH Ivy, I hope.
Yep. And what they do, Ken, is they leave structure,
mm-hmm.
and they fill it about a third and stock it.
They start stocking, right.
And then they fill it, you know, two-thirds and stock it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to finish it, they bring it all the way to full pool and stock it again. And they say that those fish will stay at those levels that they were introduced into
because
they let them sit for a while and they get familiar with the surroundings and the deeper water. You know, they, of course, they'll go shallow, go deep, but they say they stay at it's stratified like that.
Yeah, more or less. They do like the thermocline, but they're going to,
I know,
they're going to stay home.
When they did OH Ivy, and I remember because LCRA tried every way in the world to get them from doing OH Ivy because they thought it'd take water from Buchanan, And they were going in there, and just the creeks and ponds, they were taking all the bass out of those and putting nothing but Florida hybrids in there
Florida
at that time.
Strains, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's how they started. And then they did, like you said, they'd stock it, in, you know, different depths.
Different
and,
levels.
Yeah. And it's, wow.
It's interesting. I found that that's how they did Lake Fork originally. Mm-hmm. That was their
right.
original project. And I think they've been stocking Lake Athens also. And that's kind of a unknown gem in that area, but
yeah.
OHIVY and the surrounding lakes up there, they're all getting hot like that
yep.
from the Florida strain stockings. So,
and now
Parks and Wildlife has really done an outstanding job
yep.
doing this.
Oh yeah. And now we'll be putting Texas bass with a little bit of Florida in them.
Sounds good, because they're ours.
Yeah, they're yeah. Sharalunkers.
They're ours now, yeah.
They're Texas Toyota Sharalunkers that they've spawned out, and that's what they're going to be stocking in all our lakes now.
That's cool.
That's going to be, yeah, that's going to be good. That's going to be nice.
Well, some of the fish on Travis right now are really distinctive. The Florida strain,
mm-hmm.
they look totally different
oh, yes.
to the other fish.
Yes.
You'll catch the little... Travis toothpicks, I call them, the
yep.
little skinny ones. And then you'll pull one in and it's just a chunk and you're going like, all right. And it will not measure 14 inches. I'm going like,
yeah.
I know it weighs over 2 pounds.
Yep. You know, I don't know. Travis, I think y'all just catch, well, I don't know. Bob, he always says, well, Ken, if you catch Florida, that's a pound and a half or 2 pounds, and there's a lot of bass in there, you ought to eat it because it just helps make more big bass because, I don't know. Tell them how to find well, you before I get, so I can get out of this hole.
it's less competition.
Yeah, that's it. Tell them how to find 512-784-7793.
Give me a holler. We'll get you on the water. It's getting warm, and the bass fishing is good right now.
Appreciate it, brother. We're going to talk Booker next.
Cool. Later. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Be good. Bye. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank you. We'll see you on the other side.
I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Hey, family, we found Brian Booker with Texas Tournament Zone. He's been all over Texas fishing different tournaments. I think y'all had one on LBJ, had one on Travis, had one on Belton, had one yesterday on Buchanan, And I guarantee Buchanan, that had to have been one rough lake. It was rough out there because that wind was blowing, and I know because I live there.
Yeah, it always is out there. It doesn't take much wind to get buck angry. It's funny, but yeah, we'll have the results up tomorrow, okay. And it never does disappoint. And then we had Belton previous to that on April 2nd.
Yep.
And had a pretty good showing by some folks there, and all these results, if you ever want to check them out, we always have them updated on our website on Texas Tournament Zone, along with a lot of good pictures. We try to show that. And then we had Travis and LBJ previous to that. So good bags throughout the year. We've been, you know, every event almost this year has been a trailering event due to high winds.
We had the wind.
It's just seems to have blown out of the north or the south for the last couple months. I don't know, but it's pretty crazy.
We've had the wind. I know that. And wow, that's all I can say. Now, y'all's championship, it's going to be on Choke Canyon.
Yeah, we're really excited about heading back down there. And we haven't done the championship this time of year. Typically, we do it in October, yeah. But we thought we'd try something a little different and, you know, hit the championship while the fish are a little more predictable and there's not as much competition with going back to school and football and hunting season and all those things. Not to say we're married to it just yet. We do want to give it a try. We had some feedback from the anglers that we thought, hey, that might be a pretty good idea. Let's give it a shot and see how it goes. So we're looking forward to heading there in May. And I think we'll be showing you guys some really good pictures from Choke. It's turning back around. Not what it used to be in the late 90s, early 2000s, but it's that grass is staying stable. And if it can hold some water and even catch some more, I think Choke is going to have a real resurgence.
We need some rain all over the county. I mean, the state, because, well, they're sucking water already out of Travis. They're sucking water out of Buchanan. Travis is, what, 23, 24-foot low. Buchanan, we're not hurting so bad on Buck yet. We're only 5 or 6 feet low. So I think the LCRA already knows, okay, we better not do what we did in 2008, 2011, because we will catch some grief over it. So maybe they're not going to pull as much, but we can always hope. But I don't know. We need some rain. That's all I can say. We need some rain to put some water in lakes and all of that kind of stuff. And I want to find out what's going to happen on the Guadalupe River with McKinney or Lake McQueenie and those lakes that, you know, the one that dried up. And you may have some new lakes to fish if they do what I've been hearing they might be doing.
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, I think Texas, and I think all the experts would agree, is that we are reservoir poor in this state. And with all the people coming and coming every day, we have to come up with some more options for water storage. You know, when we get our rains in Texas, we get, you know, we go from nothing to everything. Yep. And most of that floodwater just rips down into Matagorda, forever lost. And, you know, into the bay systems, and that's not necessarily healthy for those bay systems. It certainly is a lot of lost water for us, and, you know, it creates jobs and opportunities. We've got the money to do it. We need to do it. You know, they think that there are a lot of wars fought over oil. You know, wait till water becomes as scarce as they're predicting it to become, because that's the first thing you'll die from other than not breathing is not having water. And, you know, it's getting to be a scary situation. And in Texas, we can't just sit here and hope for annual rains, because they just don't come that way. They come in, you know, every 5, 6, 7 years, we'll get those Texas floods and we'll be good for a short time. Yep. But, you know, we can get in a drought situation in a real hurry.
Yes, we can. And, you know, we had this flood or this drought in 2011, I guess, was the last one we had, and they haven't really said we're headed into a long time drought. I hope we don't, but I think we ought to be looking at it in, I don't know, I just don't know how to take this one, but it's gonna hurt. it's going to hurt any way about it. But what I love about what we had Tom Lang on a couple of weeks ago, Tom is over the Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens. And he says, Ken, I have something to tell everybody. And he says, we are so excited about it. I says, what's that, Tom? He says, we will be any fish that are released by Texas Parks and Wildlife now are a Cheryl Lunker bass. I says, what do you mean? He says, that means they are Cheryl Lunker male and a Cheryl Lunker female. They are Texas bass. And I'm sitting there, wow, that'll work. And I says, you know, that's cool.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah.
And talk about good genetics. Yeah. And every one of them being good genetics.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
It will be. I mean, with the biggest male that they've ever had come in was 14 pounds and something. And I'm sitting there, wow. And now they can trace back. They can go, and when they catch a Cheryl Lunker, they can take the scale and do a DNA test off of it and trace it back to how many to where it originated as a Cheryl Lunker. They can trace it, the DNA, back to another Cheryl Lunker. And this is going to be crazy. It's going to be just, we're going to see so many big fish coming out of Texas waters in the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to be just unreal.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you're right, Ken, we will, because with our growing season being so long in Texas with our warmth, you know, a Cheryl Lunker genetic bass can grow a couple,
yeah,
3 pounds a year. So it won't take long for them to be, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 pounders and all over the place. That'll just change everything.
And with OHIV putting as many bass as they did into it this year.
Yeah.
You know, 1706 was the new big bass.
Well, it's the numbers too. That's a big contribution to that kind of genetic, distribution. So it's really cool that this is happening.
Yeah.
It's big. It's going to be bigger too. I can't wait.
And they got a new lake. Bodark is a lake that they're making it just like they did OHIV. They're stocking the fish in ponds and creeks and taking all the bass out, you know, the Texas bass out. They're stocking in the Texas Cheryl Lunker bass into it and bringing it up. As it comes up, they stock. So they're building it just like they did OHIV. So we have a new lake to be watching, Bodark. Up close.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Oh, it's going to be, you know, that's how they did, you know, the first big lake, the first big fish lake, the one up there by Dallas.
Fork.
Fork. The first big lake or lake they did like this, and it produced a lot of big bass and still is. But then they did OHIV, and OHIV went crazy, and it is crazy on the big bass. Now they're going to have Bodark. So, wow, that's all I got. You know, it's an experiment. You know it's what it's, but it's going to be so crazy. It's going to be so good. We're out of time. Hey, tell them how to find everything, Brian. I'm sorry.
Hey, no problem, Ken Chico. As always, appreciate y'all very much. Find us at ttz1.com or Google Texas Tournament Zone. You can also find us under Facebook and Instagram under Texas Tournament Zone, or call me personally, 512-761-2426. Thanks, you guys.
Appreciate it, brother. Be good.
Bye.
Hey, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank y'all. We'll see you on the other side. Bill Kenny next. Bye.
Don't put it all on the line for just one road. You've got to have an ace in the hole. If you're headed down a one-way street and you're not sure it's the way you want to go, in money or love or all the above, have a little more than what you show. When life deals out a surprise, have a few surprises of your own.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Crossing the highway late last night. They should have looked left and they should have looked right. They didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road and is stinking to high heaven.
Hey family, we found Bill Kenny. Now we're going to talk a little Texas, CCA Texas Star Tournaments. And good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. So nice to visit with you boys again. I hope everybody's well.
Everybody's doing well, and we've been having fun. Yesterday we talked feral pigs and with Aaron Summerall with Pig Brig, and then we talked with Justin Drivelbiz with TWA, CEO of TWA, and we had fun yesterday. Now, today, we're talking our tournament, Texas Star Tournament, CCA, and I mean, and in a month or so, I'm going to have Dr. Greg Stuns on the show, the first recipient of a scholarship from CCA. And I said, wow. So I had to holler at you and get you on and talk. And then I told Chico, oh, we're going to have Bill Kenny on with CCA. And what'd you ask, Chico? What happened to all of the scholarships and the cars?
Yeah, we were talking last time you were on about they were going to give away the rest of the money in the scholarships. And I was wondering how all that went.
Well, it went very well, Chico. Thanks
for asking. Yeah.
No, I mean, we've got the opportunity, as we do every year, thank the Lord himself, to truly impact the future life paths of these kids. And last year, we gave away every dime of $325,000 in
that's
free
amazing.
College. And
that's,
so,
that's so good.
As these kids, get in school and go to school, as long as they meet the criteria that the CCA volunteer board has mandated, the kids got to be able to get in school and stay in school and maintain the minimums required in his chosen GPA. And then he gets the full impact of the scholarship. And the thing that's so exciting about him really is that the parents are absolutely delighted because CCA only pays the scholarships to the winners through the financial student aid office of the chosen school, meaning that the full impact of those thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars go directly to the kids' scholarship and education benefit, and the parents pay zero taxes. So you gotta love that.
What a great program! Yeah, it's really good. This is the magic of the outdoors when it works.
Yes, it is.
An entity that manages it well. So it's
And you know what?
Well, you're kind to say so. I'll tell you, one of the most exciting things, and you guys know this to be true. In fact, we talked about it some last summer. But, you know, we've seen more and more, and we're going to be careful here not to get off on in a political direction.
Yes.
But there's a lot of folks that just don't like the song and dance that, you know, higher institutional learning is offering today. And they just feel like there's a lot of stuff that's being offered that has an indoctrination hint to it. And, you know, a lot of folks, I think, understandably, damn sure don't want to get stuck with giant student debt.
Nope.
And so after this, it was an odd thing. I'll tell you guys real quick. We had one of the scholarship winners, his dad, contacted CCA about his big scholarship and said, listen, is there any way that the tournament committee would be willing to entertain? I know that the contract says for, you know, accredited colleges and universities, but my son feels like he's called to ultimately be a pilot, but he wants to get in aircraft maintenance. And I have done the research and found that an aircraft mechanic can make upwards of $150,000 in 18 months after getting out of aircraft school.
Wow. Okay.
Would you guys be willing to go that direction? And so this started a conversation that lasted for a long time last fall. And I'm happy to report that the tournament committee not only made the change, we have now expanded the wording in the contracts when we award these scholarships, which typically went for higher institutions of higher learning. And granted, when these things were created in 1995, a $50,000 scholarship would cover a four-year round trip at Texas A&M or UT or whatever. Well, as we all know, those costs have skyrocketed since then. And now that's just laughable to think that 50 grand will cover a full college tuition.
Yeah.
And so we changed the scholarships this year, which is really exciting, back to the first time we've done this. We busted up the 50 granders. And then in the past, it was $50,000. And the first runner up got a $500 Academy gift card, and then the next one was 400 and so forth. But a big drop between first and second. Now this year, the tournament committee has taken those giant amounts and busted them up into $30,000, $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, and $2,500 to pay actual college scholarships across all five places for both the kids and the teens. And we've also, because the species have recovered so nicely from the freeze, we've reinstated the sheep's head and gaff top divisions, two of the easiest fish to catch off a pier or a dock or off the off the bank, for that matter. And so now we're expecting some pretty big action in those kids and teen divisions.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you're going to get some participation now, for sure.
You know, this is why I love helping CCA and why I love having Dr. Greg Stuns on, because Dr. Greg Stuns, I know he's got to be a poster child for CCA, because he received his first, the first scholarship. Then he has put his life into the Gulf of Mexico, and he is the go-to guy for Gulf of Mexico for Washington, D.C. He is a professor at A&M, the school down there.
Well, the Heart Research Institute.
Yep, there you go.
And, and he is also, again, the director, CCA funded in two chunks of $500,000 apiece. We funded another arm off of that school that's now called the Sport Fish Restoration Center. And Greg, Dr. Stuntz, is the head of that as well. So it's something that's really exciting for all the Texas anglers who love to fish the salt, because we've not only got the guy who's top drawer, head in the fishery and telling us what the status of the fishery is, but working in conjunction with Parks and Wildlife, you know, we've really got a finger on the pulse of what's happening in Texas saltwater.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And, you know, y'all have such a great friend with what's his first name?
Robin
Reimers.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, you know, he has his pulse on the bay system, the Gulf of Mexico. He's great friends with Dr. Stuns. And
Robin Reichers is
Reichers,
the,
that's it. Yes.
He is the man. Robin is not only a close personal friend of CCA, but he is truly got a handle on what is happening in the coastal fisheries, and we just applaud everything that Robin has done. We're delighted to have him in that role. And it's fun, you know, for all of us here visiting about it to be thinking about it because, you know, Chico and you and I and Ken, you know, we're so concerned about the future vitality of Texas fisheries. Well, heck fire, if we're not concerned and in fact doing something to get these kids hooked all right, but on the real thing, no pun intended, you know, we're all going to be fishing dead water 20 years from now anyway.
Yep.
So if we don't have these future conservationists coming up in the pipeline, then we all got problems. And that's why it delights me to be able, this is the first public report I've given for this new structure in the kids' scholarship divisions. And I'm telling you boys about it right now, but it's something that's very exciting. Now, I must say, too, and we talked about this last year.
Bill, can
you
I got to
take a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break right here. Let's make this station some money. We got Bill Kenny on Texas Star. We'll see y'all back in just a little bit. Be right back with you, Bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hey, family, we've got Bill Kenny on with Texas Star on the show with us right now, and we've been talking scholarships, talking prizes, and what are we looking at for this year, Bill? Have y'all got, I know you've already got some of the new scholarships, the way you've got them broke down, but y'all got anything new for us to win?
Well, and particularly for the adults. I mean, yes, we have a heavy focus on these kids, and it just delights me to see that we've expanded that definition to not just have colleges and universities, but accredited trade or technical schools and vocational training programs. But the adult side of STAR, still we're looking at, well, over a million in prizes and scholarships, 13 divisions. We're going to have the Red Tag Division, which is thanks to the generosity of the Texas Ford dealers. Obviously, we give away for the first five red tag redfish caught with tag clipped and the fish released and then the tag turned in at the weigh station. Those five certified as winners take home a 2022 F-150 Texas edition, the XLT Super Cab connected to a 23 Haney Bigfoot with a Mercury 150 XL on it. And then the next five, I guess you're going to have to supply your own truck to drive those home because you get the whole Haney boat package. That's just the red tags. The blue tags start with, three brand new Mouty 22 V boats with a Merc 150 Pro XS on it and Coastline trailer. And then after those three tags are caught, there's Academy gift cards at $2,000 a piece.
Wow.
And then the next five win Academy gift cards at $750 a piece. And then in the inshore division, there's Shoal Waters boat packages for the first five people there. And then the Academy gift cards that go with that. And then the offshore divisions for Ling, Dolphin, Kingfish, and Snapper. There's Polaris Rangers. With trailers and everything else, thanks to Hoff Power Polaris. And it just goes on. There's just prizes and prizes and prizes.
Good,
we added it up,
gosh,
yesterday. There's 98 prizes in STAR
that
we're giving away this summer. And we didn't even know it got that high.
Now, people are hearing this, and I said, well, how do I get to do that? Do I have to just go, what do I have to buy? Tell them how to become.
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Good question. Well, everybody can go to startournament.org. That's probably the quickest thing on your phone or tablet or computer, laptop, whatever you got. That's the quickest way. Or you can sign up at many of these way stations and ticket stations that we've got all listed. Everything's listed on the website at startournament.org. And, it's just we've got – getting all amped up right now. We got the early bird drawing fixing to close out next Friday. And anybody who signs up in that gets thrown into an extra drawing for a brand new 21-foot Dargle Scout with a 150 Mercury Pro XS on it and McLean trailer. And that's just for getting in early by next Friday. So we've got a member bonus drawing that's for anybody that was in the tournament that didn't win something else. There's another Dargle being given away for that. We've got, it's just the youth scholarship drawing. If you don't win anything catching the sheep's head or gaff top, then you still go into a drawing if the kid didn't even wet a line. And that's for another $25,000 scholarship. And then, I guess the thing to say is that it's probably not smart to be fishing Texas saltwater this summer and not be in STAR.
Ain't it?
Because it can happen any time.
With those kind of chances, things to win, who in the hell would go out there and not be a member of STAR and be a part of this participating? Because even if you're a child or a kid or you're an adult, Y'all got all the bases filled.
think about that.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And, what we also saw last year on the heels of the freeze, Ken, I know we talked about it a lot on the show last summer. Of course, we had to go to catch and release on all divisions while we laid off the pressure on particularly the trout last year. But now being able, because both sheephead and gaff top have recovered, so now we can reinstate the actual competition there. But there's no denying how much people love going after these tag redfish. And so we did add two divisions. We retained the crowd pleaser of twice our normal redfish release. But at the same time, we've got this effort to spread the scholarship wealth around to these kids. You know, there's so many people now, the basic trades, plumbers and electricians and all the folks that in the past, they really didn't qualify under the way that we had this, the contract set up. And so I'm just really excited now. I did a quick run through, you know, with these vocational training programs, the JUCOs, you know, this kind of thing. You know, at TCU, at the top of the food chain, that's almost $3,000 an hour to go there. And you can get an education in that same class at Lone Star College for $30 an hour.
Yeah, sure.
So it just gives us a lot more mileage for a lot of kids that want to find a job these days that's actually in demand where they can make a good livable mm-hmm. wage.
Yeah.
And we're delighted to be able to provide that.
You know, right now, for instance, my son graduated A&M and now in he's selling solar panels, nothing even to talk about, nothing even based on what he graduated in. But, you know, with the vocation schools that are out there, people right now, we need
welders. We need carpenters. We
right.
need, yeah, we need skills.
We need skilled
yeah.
plumbers and electricians.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we need.
That's
now.
A fact.
And y'all are making it where they can go to a vocational school and get this. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It is. And it's something that's not only exciting for us. Hey, I almost forgot to mention, we did something else new this year, Ken. You and Chico are not aware of. We've never done it before, but because both trout and flounder are the two species that, as you know, everybody's trying to lay off of until they get a chance to sufficiently recover. But we replaced flounder this year with black drum.
Really?
One of the most popular species out there. Now, the reason in the past we haven't done that is because black drum is also a slot fish like redfish.
Right.
You know, the Parks and Wildlife rule is they got to be a minimum 16 to 30 inches to keep them. And we don't want a bunch of dead 30-inch drum on the decks. And so we had to do a little bit different thing to be able to accommodate a slot fish as we do with redfish. Of course, they're tagged. But with drum, we decided to create our own division in Star, which is for the adults. It's not for anybody mm-hmm. else. It's mm-hmm. For the adult open inshore division. We've added drum to sheep's head and gaff top. And with drum, the minimum is going to be 24 inches. The max is going to be 28 inches. And each of the weigh stations in Star is receiving right now an official Star slant board. This is very much, it's built by the Check It Stick people that have, a really good product. And this slant board, each of the weigh stations will have the drum can drop right in there. And the actual entrant has to take a picture of the front and the back, the front and the tail end of the fish, and an overview of the fish and submit that with us so that we know that they all line
hey,
up on exactly the same slant board for every single one of the weigh stations. And that way, it'll be determined by weight, the biggest 28-inch redfish, legal 28-inch redfish.
Hey, Bill, let me break here. I got a break right here. Let's talk about this on the other side of this break. I know I went a little long, so we'll be right back with Bill Kenny and talking about Big Uglies family. See you in a bit.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to
a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it fell so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again.
Hey, family, you know, we got Bill Kenny on the phone with us right now. We've been talking all the different things that they've gotten star. And now y'all've got a black drum. I call them big uglies, but a black drum.
Awarding from, that's pretty cool.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then the way y'all are letting, you know, you don't have to go to accredited university. You can go to a vocational school if you win something. So where can they go find all of this? Is there a place they can go look online?
Well, absolutely. StarTournament.org is the website, and all of this stuff is listed there. And it's really kind of fun just going through the website and seeing what's going on. But, you know, like you were saying, Ken, we too are very excited. There's a lot of folks who love to fish for black drum.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, of course, we figured we could never have it because it's a slot fish. But the tournament committee feels pretty strongly. We've looked at all of the every single thing we could to scrub this to make sure that it's going to be squeaky clean like everything else in this tournament always is. We realize that we think that we can do this now that we have our own actual slant boards in each of the weigh stations. It's kind of funny, you know, I heard Chico saying on the break, well, you know, think about those poor people that get in and they don't think they're going to win anything. And then they end up catching a tag redfish and they end up kicking their tails, wondering why they didn't sign on. There's so many that love to fish for drum and thought, you know, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could do this, but it is a slot fish. Well, I think that this new system, it's very simple and it just requires that the angler himself take a picture of the nose and the tail and then a master one of the fish and send it in to us. And if it lines up like we think it is, you know, obviously the direction went, hey, well, what if there's a 9.8 pound drum that's weighed in at 28 inches and another 9.8 pound drum? If they actually are tied and both legitimate fish, it will be the first person who signed up for Star.
There you go. Wins. Yeah.
And so then if there should happen to be the odd chance it's both folks signed up at the same time and they're still weighed together, then it'll be the first person who joined CCA wins.
Listen to that. I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's about all you can do when you got a slot fish, but I think it's going to be fun. And of course, that's what we all, you know, you and I and Chico laughed about. And I know when you had Justin on, you know, all the TWA is doing for the kids and what CCA is doing and what DU is doing, you know, it's just to make a fun recreational event where we can get all the family involved and get the kids on the water and develop the love and appreciation that us old geezers have had for so many years and pass it on. It's just passing it on.
Yeah. I love me and Larry Washington was on the show one time and I told Larry, I said, Larry, you know, we're the grandpas now. He looked at me. I says, who taught you how to fish and hunt? Well, my grandpa.
Yep.
That's who taught me how to hunt. My grandpa took me fishing and hunting. I says, now, we're the grandpas. We're the ones now that have to put this love of the great outdoors into the kids that listen to us or watch you on TV and listen to us on the radio. And we're the ones that have to do it. And then there's, you know, organizations like CCA and TWA that are doing what they do. It's such a wonderful place to be in the great state of Texas.
It is. It is. And it's fun to see things go full circle. And it's even more fun to see that there's a lot of folks like us at our old age. You know, I saw somewhere recently the different stages of hunting. I think it was the National Shooting Sports Federation was talking about there's a – And we all know this. There's the sportsman's phase. Mm-hmm. There's the limit phase. But the last of the phases are the ones like we're where we are today. You know, just to sit in a deer blind for 3 or 4 hours or more is I win. I don't even care if I see anything. I can watch birds. I can do all kinds of things, just sitting there and letting God's outdoors just nurture me. Well, it's the same thing on a long wade, on a fishing trip, anything like that. When you get to be seasoned, but you got to realize our responsibility to pass it on.
Yep.
And that's what I think is really cool to see.
You know, and that's what I love. Why I love helping CCA. We got CCA Austin's banquet coming up here in a couple of months. Then we got San Gabriel coming up at 1st of August. All of these chapters of CCA, all the money goes to our Texas Gulf Coast. It doesn't go to Florida. It doesn't go to Louisiana. It goes to our Texas Gulf Coast, and it's such a wonderful thing because that makes sure our kids have a place to go fishing.
There you go. You just hit it on the screws, and any time that we can pass it on, I'll tell you one of the cool things that I've heard in the buzz lately is now there's a kind of a talk in the fishing grapevine of wouldn't it be great if we could build yet another hatchery on the lower coast, and in one sense it just kind of, you have to say, well, wait a second, you realize that it's Texas that has the two largest warm water, salt water hatcheries anywhere in the world. And we got both of them, and nobody else has anything like that. And here we would even be rumoring that we'd be thinking about a third
hatchery.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
With all the more critters that are out there, the more kids that are going to come join us. And, you know, anybody that wants to talk about the virtual reality or, hey, did you do that Cabela's, game, that hunting game? Well, man, that hunting game on your computer screen ain't nothing like the real deal, is it?
Come to Texas. Yep.
Bill, I'm fixing to be out of time. Tell them where they can go find everything, and we'll have you on again for long.
Well, bless your hearts. Appreciate you having me and supporting CCA, all your listeners. Thanks again for that. To get signed up for CCA and join and enter the STAR Tournament, go to ccatexas.org or startournament.org, and you got it all. It's a one-way stop.
Bill, my brother, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for having me, Chico. You and Ken have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Be good, brother. Wow, that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
That was just way too much fun.
You know, he's just so enthusiastic about what he does. It's just refreshing to hear that.
The only thing I didn't get out of him, I was wanting to know, okay, are you got a list of where you're going to be dropping these tag fish?
Now, on what day do you
Are you looking for the
this?
Coordinates?
Yeah, all the coordinates where he's dropping these fish off, yeah.
Well, what did they – it was every 3 miles or 7 miles, or what was the number? Oh,
3 miles,
I think. It's every 3 miles as close as they could get to a drop, and they would – so just go map it out. Start at Brownsville, right?
That would work.
And go north.
Yeah. He said he had people chasing him down last year. Are you dropping the the tag fish off? Yeah.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm putting them. He has so much fun, and it's just such a great organization.
Yeah.
And with the stuff they're giving away this year. Wow.
Yeah, almost 100 prizes. That's amazing. And these are not little prizes.
No.
They're trucks and boats.
Yeah.
This is serious money.
And then for the adults, the stuff they're giving away for adults. Yeah. Why in the hell ain't you a member? And why ain't you part of STAR?
Yeah, just get STAR, go fishing one time. And you're at least putting money back into that endeavor. It's amazing.
And who knows? You may win a truck.
You might win a truck.
I want a truck.
Or your child may win a scholarship to a school of their choice.
Yes, a school of their choice, whether it's a vocation school, whether it's a
accredited 4-year degree.
Yeah.
Or a trade school.
There's a lot of people out there that want to learn a trade, and they can make a lot of money doing a trade nowadays. Plumbers make a lot of money.
We need them.
Yes, we do. Family, we got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Sportsman. Chico, appreciate you coming in. Eric, thank you for making it all sound good.
Not a problem.
Family, we'll see you next Sunday right here on The Great Outdoors. No, that's Sundays. That's Saturdays. On The Sunday Sportsman. There you go. We got to get out of here. Thank you, Callahans. Thank you, family. See y'all next Saturday on The Great Outdoors and Sunday on The Sunday Sportsman. Bye.
Just like a miracle. God bless Texas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.